on Lamed Aleph Beis, more quoted a brisa, Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, and Rabbi Yossi, how you define So Rechemya says that the shear is the amount of time it takes a person to walk from Mishatishka Chama Chatzimil. So after we had before explaining that the shear of the shear, which we said before, is either going to be 2/3 of a mil or 3/4 of a mil, so Rechemya is saying a 1/2 a mil. And he also says Mishatishka Chama, which again, the Rebbeinu Tam would explain means the second Shkia, which is much later than the sun actually going below the horizon. You want to know how long it is? I'll give you a different measure for it. So you need a Barisha Karmel, person standing Barisha Karmel, which is you can go down into the yam, be toivel, and come up. That's the shir of Nechemya. Now, I'm not sure how. What? I mean, we know the shir of a chatzi mil in general. We have how long a mil is. So a chatzi mil is half of that. I guess they didn't have clocks, so this was a different way to estimate it. There's a Mechaz Rashi and Tosfos over here. That Rashi says that by the time he would complete the process of tefillah and coming up, it already would be lila. Means it's already longer than the full shear. Tosfos doesn't like that. So Tosis has his shot, which maybe in the sea is going down this, I don't know how high Carmel is, how long it takes to walk down it. According to Tosis, when the sun sets below the horizon, it's still considered day. So Tosis brings Yerushalmi, he says, by the time you go down and come up, that's when Ben Shmoshes will start. So then it's not being masked with the shear of the Nechemi, how long Ben Shmoshes is. But that it's still considered day, and it's so. If you cheshbon the mahalach of 4 mil, 72 minutes. So Rabbi Yehuda's man starts this much before that. Rabbi Chaim's man starts later. Right. So if you do 72 minutes, you'll argue Rabbi Yehuda before. So 58.5 minutes of. After sunset is when Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shmoshes starts. And Rabbi Chaim's Ben Shmoshes starts 63 minutes after sunset. So this is telling you how to cheshbon 63 minutes. From the time the sun goes down until Ben Shmoshes starts, you have enough time to go down Carmel into the Yam and come up. And that's enough time for an average person to complete that process. And that's when Rabbi Chaim's Ben Shmoshes starts. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, which had started earlier, you wouldn't have finished in time by according to Rabbi Yehuda. You wouldn't have gotten your tefillah in before Laila, Ben Shmoshes, and Mela, the Kohen couldn't eat his truma yet, because maybe he only was tevil the next day. And you still needed a Harav Shemes the next day. And that's, Kohen goes to the mikveh for truma, he can't eat truma, from tuma, he can't eat truma until the sun sets the day that he went to the mikveh. Well, if it's Ben Shmoshes, maybe it's the next day. And he can't eat truma until 24 hours later. If he didn't get in before Ben Shmoshes, he's stuck. So the Mor is saying over here that this tefillah is a valid tefillah. You got it in before, according to Bechem, you got it in before Lila, before Ben Shmoshes. As the Tosfos learns in Mor. So it's not measuring how long Ben Shmoshes was, it's measuring how long from the first Shkia till Ben Shemosha starts. That's only going to work according to Beit HaTam, obviously. Okay. Rabbi Bechia, Reitzel, once we're talking about the things you want to see from Har Carmel, so Reitzel Liras Berisha Miriam, Yalad Lerisha Carmel. Beitzapa, Persha go to the Tabak Carmel and look down. Beyirim come in Kavora Beyam. He'll see something which looks like a sieve in the sea. Mizahi Berisha Miriam. That's the bear, that was the bear of Miriam which traveled with Gleisel and eventually ended up over there. Amarav, Mayan Hamatzaltel is Tor. A traveling spring is considered a valid spring. Lagabi the Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. It has the halacha of a Mayan to be a Tahara person. And the Mora says, "Vizel Berishim." The only example of that of a mobile spring was Berishim. Okay. Zok Rashi, Carmel. It's about halfway down the page. Harsh al Swasayam was a mountain near the sea. The Chama Samak Lishkiyasa nearest al Rosh Yehoram. When it's near sunset, you can see it on the top of the mountains. So I think Rashi looked, you weren't on the top of Har Carmel, you were on the bottom, but you looked up and you saw the sun by Carmel. So when you're going to, if you're standing by down below, you see the sun, you don't see it anymore down below, but you see it up there, so it's still considered Yom, because the sun hasn't really set. It's above the mountaintop. If you go into the Yom and you come out, so the period of time it takes to do that is your half a mil. Habi Lila. It'll be more. It'll ready. The Benish Moshes will be completed. Kimin Kvora, Sela Ogul V'Osik Kvora. It's a round rock looking like a sieve. Zog Bereshamayim Shahoya Beiskalgal Yisrael BeMidbar. It traveled with Klais on the Midbar. Beskusa Shamiriam the sieve V'Tama Shamiriam Semach Leib V'Haya Mayim Lehid. So this. The bear which they had in the midrash which gave them water was because of Miriam, because when they saw Miriam die, they didn't have any water anymore. Tor, Melechabal Tumah. But it's not Melechabal Tumah itself. And you can be terrible in it. The law of Kli Dom, it's not a Kli Leo, it's Mayim Hanoivim, Mimeno Keshuvim. It's not Mayim Shuvim. And look at Mayim Metalto, Ela Beresh Miriam, the only mobile spring. It's very hard to have a mobile spring. It has to come out of the ground. Except for Beresh Miriam. Okay. So the more Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Ben Hashemosh is the Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tevlin by. The Kohanim can be Tevlin Ben Hashemosh. I mean, you can be Tevlin anytime you want, but the point is that you want to be Tevlin in a way that differs from your get a Tevlin before Lila. Versus Laman. What do you mean? According to who are you going? Elaim of the Rabbi Yehuda, Seikahu. Rabbi Yehuda itself has that as a suffix. Lila, how can you go to the Mikkah now? You can't go, you won't be able to eat till the next day, till the following night. Ela ben Hashemoshet, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi, Kohanim Tevlin Bay. Rabbi Yossi holds Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashemoshet as Yom. So according to Rabbi Yossi, during that period of time, Rabbi Yehuda counts as ben Hashemoshet, Rabbi Yossi is saying you can go to the mikvah. Mercy is Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Now, Rabbi Yossi said before that that Ben Shmosh is a very minimal amount of time, and the Gemara's understanding that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have Lila at the same point in time. It's just Rabbi Yehuda has this very long period of Ben Shmosh, and Rabbi Yossi has a very short period of Ben Shmosh. It means it must be there right before Lila. Lila is the same time, and he starts his Ben Hashemoshes very shortly before that, and Rabbi Yehuda has a much longer period of Ben Hashemoshes. So, Karin the Beresha, that's still Yom. So, of course, you can be Taibol then. What's the Kiddush? And where it says, no, Marotema, Ben Hashemoshes, Rabbi Yossi, Meshach Shaycha, but Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, who said it's Ben Hashemoshes is its minimal amount of time, it's somewhere during Rabbi Yehuda's 13 and a half minutes, he says somewhere during that time is the real Ben Hashmoshes. So it's somewhere earlier, so you can't be taibul. Kamashallah, that's not the Shalom Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda. V'hadr Maskel Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yosi. I'm sorry, I want to correct myself. Rashi says that Ben Hashmoshes, if you look at Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes, it's 13 and a half minutes. Rabbi Yosi's, let's say you need, I'm telling you, you're allowed to be taibul anywhere during that time. So I could have thought that, let's say, for argument's sake, we'll call Rabbi Yosi's Ben Hashmoshes a half a minute. So I'm telling you, you can be taibul for 13 and a half minutes. No, you can't. You can only be taibul for 13 minutes. Right? Right? So Shmuel is telling us that you can be taibul anywhere during the 13 and a half minutes. It means Rabbi Yosi's Ben Hashmoshes is not the last half a minute of Rabbi Yehuda's. First Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes ends. He has Lila ready. And Rabbi says, no. Now Ben Hashmoshes starts. His Ben Hashmoshes starts when Rabbi Yehuda ends. So anywhere during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes, Rabbi Yosi holds, you can go to the mikvah. But a master Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rav Barachon Amar Berachon Alachok Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Shabbos Alachok Rabbi Yosi Linyan Shuma. So the Alachok Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Shabbos were machmer that Ben Hashmoshes starts earlier, and the Alachok Rabbi Yosi regards to Shuma. The Morris says, what do you mean? You're still could be paskin like, therefore you're machmer. You're dealing with Shabbos. You're machmer. It's the Shabbos of the Raisos. So you're machmer. You say, I don't know. I have to consider Shabbos starting earlier. Aba yin chuma mahi. What do you mean that in regards to chuma? Ilay man l'tvila. So you're saying which means Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes is not Ben Hashmoshes. It's still yoyim. You're being makel. How can you do that? Elaim l'tvila, you tell me we pass like a b'yosi, and you can be told what Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hashmoshes sveiki, he said something to Raisa. How can you do that? Elalachilas truma, what you mean to say is, the loy ochli kahanim truma ad shalom Ben Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, since we're saying Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hashmoshes starts after Rabbi Yehuda, so I'm telling you, even after Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hashmoshes finishes, you still have to wait a little more because of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hashmoshes. Okay. So that comes out in the Moshe, and then Rashi says, well, they will then take that idea and apply it to Motzi Shabbos. Even after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes is over, it's still not Lila, because we have to mark because of Rabbi Yosi's Ben Hashmoshes also. Tessus points out, really, we could have said that the Maisa, the Gabi Shabbos also. You could have said the Gabi Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Yomachmer, Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmoshes, and Motzei Shabbos Yomachmer, Rabbi Yosi's Ben Hashmoshes. Okay. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Kanam Tevim by Vavavi Shetzrichim Erev Shemesh Achot Tvila, even though for Truma going to mikvah is not sufficient, you also need that the sun should set. Lechel b'chumah also need chumah. K'samar yamama hu, it's still yom. Yeshos acharav l'shkiyas acham, it's still time for the sun to set. So Mor says, according to Yehuda, savakul l'didei. Hal b'kari le'ben hashmash, you're calling ben hashmash, so kulei sveikahu. It's a savak. If it's a savak, yishema tavla b'laylo, when you can't hear of shemesh. If you the sound that ben hashmash is night, so the sun, you haven't had a sunset after the tefila till the following night. El Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, so our gersa is Ben Hashmoshes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Tevlin. Kind of right. Now there was a gersa of Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is going to talk about that gersa. So he says, first of all, logos, that's not the right gears. The gears is the way we have it in our Gemara. But you're not gears that pshat. So behead you, Amr Shmuel ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda, kanim tevlin bay. That you can't change what. I mean, we're trying to explain what Shmuel said. Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda, you can be tevlin. You can't change that story and say no. It means Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that the Benishas of Rabbi Yossi is acceptable. That's not what we said. It's not what we started with. So you can't change like that. Man the Gerus late. If you are Gerus, it's Mefarash Hachi. Ella, Benishmash is the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda. Vahachi Idmer. Benishmash is the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda, Karim Tebben Bay. Vashmin and Shmuel, the Benishmash of the Rabbi Yossi, Karim, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, as soon as the sun sets, Rabbi Yossi says, Benish Moshe starts. Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't start right away. So Rabbi Yossi says, Benish Moshe is already. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that's still Yoyim. So you can be terrible in that period of time. And vice versa. By Rabbi Yossi, Benish Moshe is already over, it's already Lila. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still, but now it's Benish Moshe. The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is Yamamahu. By Harav Shemesh, so you'll need Harav Shemesh. Now, Rashi says, but in the Hebrew Rabbi Yehuda, Yamamahu, given it's Yamamah, if you tell me you can be Tavol then, Hechi Tavol, how are you Tavol? Beshosh Rabbi Yosef, Savak Lailahu. Mikimah neshoshes the Rabbi Yosi keherif ayin. Mikamah desolug mitvila is sholim. Ba'al ben neshoshes the Rabbi Yehuda. Mesavak lailahu. Ve'en kan herif shemesh. So the I'm not sure 100% what. If this pshat is saying that's what the Mora is asking as a question, or Rashi is asking a question on this pshat, they're saying that it doesn't. Even if you tell me that that's true, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Yossi's Benish Moshe says Yoyim, practically you have a problem. You can't be Tovel in that period of time. If you tell me it's Keherav Ayin, how do you fulfill your obligation of Tvila, making sure that you're out of the mikvah when it's Vada Yoyim? So I hold like Rabbi Yehuda and say, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Benish Moshe, that's Yoyim. So great, Kaparayan, go to the Mikvah, because by the time you come out, it's already Benish Moshe, so you didn't get a hair of Shemesh, so what'd you accomplish? So I'm not clear in Rashi, if Rashi means to ask it as Akash on this Pshat. I mean, if that's where the Bingur is, so what is, he said, you're Tavol in it. Rashi says, but anyway, but a lot of milsi here. This pshat is incorrect. The lack of memory, the Rabbi Yossi cut him. You can't say Rabbi Yossi is first. I mean, the kamer b'sefer el the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi, brachin and pshita. They have another step in the Gemara. They say maybe the pshat is the Benish Moshe of the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, and the Mora is asking a question that you just don't have time. Then the Mora switches it around. The Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi can't have them, but they have this hole in the step. That's what they're doing. I don't cop that. Okay, fine. So Mora says, but then the Mora asks on that pshita. Rashi says that gears up. If you say from A to B, it's well B to A, then yes, pshita. That's obvious. How can it be obvious if you just were contemplating a minute ago that maybe the pshat is the other way around? Right? The Mora says, Rabbi Yossi holds Rabbi Yehuda's Benish Moshe is Vada Yoyim. The Mora says, we know that. That's obvious. What do you mean it's obvious? You just contemplated yourself that Rabbi Yossi came first a minute ago. So if you keep the gears and you add in this on the line, and then you ask Pshita, we have a on the Suki, Dimon Rabbi Yossi caught him, Ma Pshitusa. If you actually contemplated Rabbi Yossi came first, so why is it so obvious? It's not obvious, and Shmuel had to point out that Rabbi Yehuda comes first, and Rabbi Yossi comes second. So apparently, the Mora never contemplated the fact that Rabbi Yehuda came second. So therefore, this whole step of the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yehuda came second, doesn't make any sense. I couldn't figure out what he would actually meant. Okay, thank you. Lila is here. Both of you would agree when Lila is, and Rabbi Yossi has a very short period of time before Lila was Benish Moshe, and before that it's still day. Sure, Rabbi Yehuda is Nafish Tuba. And Rabbi Yehuda has a much longer period of time, which basically tells you. And you can be Toivol Umar of Shemesh, it'll be considered a Har Shemesh. Some more answers. That I would think that Benishmash and Rabbi Meshach Shach and Rabbi Yehuda, Besarfa Hunachol, it's the last moments of Rabbi Yehuda's Sman. Chishol and Rabbi Yehuda Leil Yehu, Filler Rabbi Yossi, and when Rabbi Yehuda's Sman is over, everybody agrees, Rabbi Yossi included, that it's already Laila. Therefore, Chitabah Besarf Benishmash and Rabbi Yehuda, Tzulak Aharv Shemesh, therefore, being Taiwal during that period of time, you don't have Harav Shemesh, neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel told me that the whole period of time Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi hold the whole thing is day. Then Rabbi Yossi's man starts. If you finish your tefillah, and the man that Rabbi Yehuda calls Ben Hashmoshes, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have Harav Shemesh. And Mor says, you're passing like both. The guy be Rehuda like by Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda like by Chuma. Bishon Rehuda Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. Chumer Karmer. Mina Karmer Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Lahachi Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Lahachi. Shama No Masafkel. Rabbi Yehuda is in the Kenning. He's not sure. That's why he's saying you pass like him like this and like that. Hello, Karmer go to Chumer. Boy, the Mezel. If you're Masufa, you have to go to Chumer. Bishon Mekamer Halacha Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. He can remember the Chumer Amra. He means the Chumer. That Uber Shabbos Omer Hashimi also by Malacha maybe Oshin told it. You cannot do Malacha then. If you do, you're Chayav a Korban. Not a Vare. It's not Vare Lila. You can't bring a Chatos. You bring an Oshin Tolit. Amos Shabbos Lo Yavdin Kibos Say Luchum. Remember, but Shabbos you're not going to be Mekel. The Ben Shmosh is today Leil you. It's already night time. It's already Shabbos is completed. You're not going to say that. But that was you tell me to look like your brother. They got to be Truma. What do you mean? Ilay Melatvila the Shilakanim Toilim Rabbi Huda. You can be Mekel and say, well, Rish says it's still day. You can be Tavol during that period of time which Rabbi Yehuda calls Benish Moshes. Well, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehuda, Sveikahu. Minyan Shabbos, Kokimot, Seh Lechumer. If he's passing Rabbi Yehuda Lechumer by Shabbos, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. You can't be Tavol then. Maybe you don't have Shemesh. He's El Achila. Mekul Mislim, Rabbi Yechon, Lechumer. Lo Temek, he's Sholem, Benish Moshes, Rabbi Yehuda, Lel Yehul, Benechol. So what you're telling me now is, so the same way we came out in the Shmuel that Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmosh starts after Rabbi Yehuda's ends, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing. So even after you finish the Ben Shmosh of Rabbi Yehuda, you still can't eat until you also have the Ben Shmosh of Rabbi Yehuda. Mele namalinyin Moshe Shabbos, Lormenik Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yossi Lel Yehuda Shabbos. So Moshe Shabbos also, you can't say when Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shmosh ends, you can start doing Malacha, you can't, because we still have Rabbi Yossi, and it's Lila already. No, that's not true. We have to be Machmer, Rabbi Yossi is also before you start doing Malacha. Now, Tosis raises a question. This is a very significant. Tosis says, Rabbi Yossi's man is terrifying. He says, okay, how much time do you add answer of Yehuda's Zman. Well, one second, the Zman is up. No, I gotta wait. Okay, now I can go. You're like, well, what did you just add? So Tosis says maybe that, you know, Rabbi Yossi says it's
Kehar. Didn't you add just that whole time? That, in other words, that Yehuda holds that it's Safek?
No, I'm saying the opposite. Moshe Shabbos is in your Shuma, Chilas Shuma. So you say, 1 second. If you hear this, Benish Moshe is over. The time says, great, ready to eat. So, no. You have to wait one more second. I mean, what exactly, what type of Zman is that you're saying? You have to Machmer. Moshe Shabbos, you're ready to do Malacha. So you say that the Benish Moshe is over. So take a breath and then do it. I mean, what exactly are you adding? It's a difficult time. Tosha says, maybe, you know, Rabbi Yehuda gave us his man, Rabbi Yossi gave us his man, Rabbi Yossi didn't say exactly when exactly it takes place. We're telling me that it takes place after Rabbi Yehuda's. Doesn't mean immediately afterwards. We don't have his man for that. So he says, don't tell me it means that Rabbi Yossi is not miyad achar ben shmosh to Rabbi Yehuda. Umisachar harbe acharov. So he says, if that's the pshat of Tosha, It's so. What are you telling me? You can be tovel in Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash. You can be tovel even after Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash, according to Beers. So Tosfos says it's not immediately afterwards. There's not enough time to be tovel. So I could tell you truthfully that according to Beers, in Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash, you could be tovel because that's definitely yoyim. I can't tell you after Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash, you could be tovel because that's not sure. You won't get enough time to get him a tovel, but it is not immediately afterwards. Or Tosfos says it's a suffix. If it was immediately, so therefore the Tosfos says we have to. What the Gemara is saying, that's not sufficient. So have Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash is finished. You're gonna have to wait till you are varai that Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmash is also over. Now this is very negaya from Matzah Shabbos. When you want to define how long Lila is, so your name is the Gaonim, or your name is Ben Thomas. If your name is the Gaonim, so you say, well, okay, you have. Three quarters of a mil, so we'll do it with the degrees and say 4.5 degrees are over. It's now 28 minutes after Shkia. It's Vade Lila. No, because we still have Rabbi Yossi to worry about. So we started saying that the Zman, which we're Machmer on, which we don't use the degrees that they use. Part of the Cheshbon is a lot of the Chanamar Mazar is because of this Gemara and this Tosis over here. This is the Rabbi Yossi's Benish Moshes does not start till after Yehuda's. Ends at some point afterwards. You have to, how much we don't have his mind on that. You know, Vada's mind on that. So that's very significant. This place is very significant.
I mean, how come we don't understand terrifying Kippur
Shita? This says it's not Mistar, but the Mor is telling me that a halacha lemaisa on something which you can't measure.
Okay, but I mean, I can't measure it in the very small amounts, right? In other words, I don't know whether it's a tenth of a second or a half a second. It's not going to be 5 seconds.
So when Rechim came along, you have to be machmer. You have to be machmer. You have to say that after Rehuda's Benish Moshe finishes, you still can't eat until Rehuda's Benish Moshe finishes also. But if it's a half a second, what is Akir Zabirchim telling me? What's this Chum of the Berchim is telling me? There's no person who can sit standard with the clock and get the perfect time anyway. So basically, it's an irrelevant halacha, Rabbi Yochanan is telling me. Okay. So think more. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishmul. Kaychav Echad is Yaim. Ishnaim is Ben Hashemash. Ishlesha is Lila. The fact that you can see one star outside, that's not significant. Oh, that's still Yaim. If you see two stars, that's Ben Hashemoshes still. You have three stars, that's Vare Laila already. Tanyan Behachi, we'll learn the Bryce also like that. Kaychav Echad is Yarm, Shem Ben Hashemoshes, Slosha, Laila. Amar Rav Yossi, this is not part of the Bryce anymore, this is a more explaining. Lok Yachavim Gedalim Hanirim B'yoyim. Lok Yachavim Ketanim Sheinirim Ela B'Laila, Ela Benanim. The stars which we're talking about over here, you were measuring with, there are certain stars which are so bright that you can catch it still before the sun sets. Even sometimes you can see them. That's not relevant to our discussion. And the time which is Kalmar says also you can't see till it's way to Lila. They're also not relevant. It means Benin. So we mentioned yesterday, even according to Ben Otan, that this year the Michos Kayan says that this year, the Michos Kayan was a very early Akhra, and he's quoted by the Magen Avraham. So you're talking about, he's quoted by the Shach, probably end of the 1500s. So he says that Ben Otan agrees to this month. So if you can. Whatever this amount of 72 minutes is, but if you have your three stars, now there isn't Tosefes Shabbos. So Tosefes Shabbos, therefore the Mechaber says you should wait for three Kachavim Ketanim. Suppose the three Kachavim Benanim. Therefore you'll be Yotzei the dinner Meshmash the dinner of Tosefes Shabbos Mutar Shabbos also. But the Moshe Vaitainis, you don't need three Kachavim Ketanim. So three Kachavim Benim is enough, and that's why the Cheshbon is for the Zman Achila for a Motzi Tainis and for a Motzi Shabbos are not necessarily the same.
How do you get the
He says it definitely takes that much. It's not clear how long this man is. Tzeb Shabbos is not a clear man in the Gemara how long you need. So the Bechaber says if you wait till the Ramadan, you're Yotze, that's enough, definitely enough time. Sham Chog is how long this year Tzeb Shabbos is. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. It's not a significant amount of time. But definitely, if you wait till that, you'll definitely have gotten that amount of time. Now, when you say three stars, he says it means, it doesn't mean three stars, it means three stars in one area. You know, if you look at one area of the sky, you see three stars near each other, that's considered three stars, you know. You see one there, one there, one there, that's not called three stars.
How do you find the area?
It's hard. It's interesting. The Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak used to use, he would pass them three stars. He wouldn't rely on any charts. He went with stars. The Chumran and the Kula, he went with three stars. It's violent, you know, that's it. You know, I don't care the chart says, it's three stars. It's, you know, once upon a time in Europe they used to do this.
But I thought the problem is the way, not the key, and what's large and medium is
one. Not put down a halacha like that.
What?
Nowadays maybe, I don't know if it's going to be something like that, but it's not for the Shulchan Aruch says you do use it.
Mishnah Berurah,
I don't remember. But he said, Mishnah Berurah says that she ate something malipa. You should definitely, you know, not rely on it because that she ate something malipa. Nowadays we can't use it anyway because we can't see stars.
Kind of circular. How do you know independently which is which?
Because if you were the Chazon Ish, you heard from his father, back to the Gemara. They had a Masorah. How to use it? We don't have the Masorah anymore. That's part of our problem. When Rabbi Yossi said it, he took his Talmidim outside and said, "That's what I mean." So now Rabbi Yossi's Talmidim said, "Okay, now they told his Talmidim, that's what he means." So that's been going on for 1,000 years. They use stars.
Okay, so Gemara with the Masorah tells you what to do, but the Gemara by itself, you see three stars. How do you know? I mean, you know it's not daytime, but between the medium ones and the small ones.
You know, I guess. Again, we don't. You know, if you have a sky that's full of stars, and you have a good chance to get it used to the different sizes. You eventually get a feel for large, medium, and small. You know, we see a few random stars here and there. You know, you saw every single night. You saw every night you walked out. You looked at the star. After a while, you got a feel for what's large, medium, and small.
And if you go out in the country, right. Even today,
right.
Way out.
Still get it.
You see an amazing amount of stars.
You can't. They don't exist. You know, they don't exist around here. You know.
So,
I don't know. But
it's smoggy.
Yeah. I don't know what they were doing nowadays. But you know, it was known that the Chazon Ish was passing with stars in Bnei Brak. Okay. Omer b'yosi bar zida. Ha'ez malacha b'shnei ben hashmoshes chayv chatas amanoshach. A person would do malacha during the two ben hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. He's not chayv oshem tol, he's chayv chatas. Because if you tell me it's yoim, so on Erev Shabbos he didn't do anything wrong, but on Motzei Shabbos he did something wrong. Or if you tell me it's Laila, so on Motzei Shabbos he did nothing wrong, but on Erev Shabbos he did something wrong. So vada he's chayv korban. As long as it's one halav, you know, he forgot about Shabbos because if two halavas, you can't combine the two things. Then you, as long as it's one halav, he forgot. It's one forgetting of Shabbos, so he'd be chayav of one chatas.
Why didn't you have it in one halavah? Because it's one way or the other, you're chayav.
If it's two separate olamas, so each meister is its own separate meister, so each one is chayv his own separate olam totally. It can't be mitzar for the two. It's not one meister of aveiros, it's two meister of aveiros.
Yeah, okay, but you know in the abstract, you know that one of them he was
chayv l'chat. I understand, but each one, in other words, same way if you do it in two olamas, each chayv chayv two chatos. Right, he's not going to have one chathas kid, that doesn't work for both. So we can't use one chathas for both either, over either. You would not fulfill your obligation, because each one has its own separate key of korban. and each one's own separate of carbon is an Hashem Tovah. Amalei Rava L'Shmoye Atun D'Lokim L'Chu B'Shira D'Rabbanon. You who are not familiar with the how the Chachamim calculated the Zmanim, so Arashim Shabareish Dikli Itlu Shraga. Make sure you light when the sun is still Bereish Dikli at the top of the trees. Don't wait till the sun sets, and like Doshes Cheshbonos, you know, according to Rebbeinu Tam, even after the sun sets, don't get involved in it. You should light beforehand. Bima Moon and Mai. So Morris says, what do you do when it's a cloudy day? How do you figure that out? Morris says, but most in the city, you know, the Chosit Tarnagarlo. And Rashi says the same thing is true, that the Bedabra, the Morris says, Arvi. In the midbar, you look at the Arvim, and they have their nature is when it's, as long as it's still Yom, they sit on the Kuris, Rashi says they sit out in the beams, and when it comes nighttime, they come down. Inami, or another option which you can use is Adani. You can look at the you can rely on the I'm not sure it's called the Deani or it's called an Ani. Rashi says basically it's a sunflower or some type of a tree thing which it follows the sun across the sky, and at the end of the day it droops down. So you see it droops down all the way, so you know the sunset. Like Rashi. Shnei Ben Shmoshes, Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, Behelam Echad. If you did Ben Shmoshes, the two of them, Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, and one Helam, Ein Kan Oid Oshem Toli Al Echadis. It's not a Chiv Oshem Toli, now it's a Chiv Echadis. Monosha. Ilel Yehu, Chayav Al Erev Shabbos. If it's not Lila, so Motzei Shabbos was Motzei, but Erev Shabbos, he's Chayav. Mishal Motzei Shabbos, Ein Oklum. Vimim Yamamahu, Vitz Yoyim, so Chayav Al Motzei Shabbos, Vain Shal Erev Shabbos, Klum. So he didn't do anything in Erev Shabbos. So he's only Chayav one Echadis. So Rashi can do overlay Chovin Hashmoshes the Lekel Lusuke that Lahai Bitzlos of Lahai Bitzayfer. We're talking about that it wasn't. Now, obviously, if you did one earlier on the clock than the other, so then you don't have the Mamonosha, because we said before, Ben Hashmoshes is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lad, Suffolk Kuliyar, Suffolk Kulam Alayla. It's not all. So it's talking about that there was clearly in the same time period, which without a clock, the way you would do that, know that he would did it during the whole Ben Hashmoshes period. Mishir the Rabbanan, Ben Hashmoshes. They're not clear how Chom Mishir Ben Hashmoshes. Itlu Hadliku as a Ner Mibodim. At least one of the fortune says that you're not sure, you know, one Kaichim is still Yoim, but you should not rely on that. You should make sure that you light it when it's still Yoim, when it's still on the top of the trees. Cloudy day, what do you do? Chos HaTana Garlam. Hayeshim Alakaris Mibodim. Watch the Tana Garlam when they sit set out on the beams when it's daytime. And the arvim do that in the field. When it comes lighter, they come down. Adani esru hakorim malvu v'olin shaloi noitin litzadachama. They turn towards the sun. The leaves. So shachris kfufin the mizrach. So when, I'm not sure it's a sunflower. It's some type of a plant which does that. In the morning, it bends towards the east. B'chatzei yom skufim. In the midday, they're straight up. In the evening, they bend very much towards the west. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara. Sheish tikiyos toiken Erev Shabbos. They blow tikiyos. They would. The Chachamim were masakin. They would blow tikiyos to announce the arrival of Shabbos to the people. So Rishona is lahavlas om mimalacha shabasadas. The first one they would blow was to call the people in from the fields, because again it takes them time to get in. So the first alarm was to get everybody to start. They should stop working in the fields, give them the time to come in from the fields before Shabbos starts. Bishniya is lahavdal ir v'chanuyas. To be mevatel malacha in the city and business in the city, which is not malacha, but it's still it's purchasing, etc. Shlishis lahadlikus aner, and the third one was to lighten it. Divrei Reb Nosson, that's how Reb Nosson has it. We had a Nosi Armor, is he says Shlishis Lachlitz Tefillin. They used to wear tefillin the whole day, so the third one was to tell you now it's time to take off the tefillin. V'shaya k'day tzlius da'katan. K'day l'hadvik pas betana. Then after the third one, there would be a short period of time for a person to finish off his last things, of enough time to have this piece of, if you put a loaf onto the tanner, it would be enough time to put it in, and it would be get the crust like we had in the first parak. Anybody do it? So you still have time after that third tkiah to put that last loaf of bread onto the tanner, and you'll get it off on Shabbos already, right? And then with tkiah Maria tkiah, that they would blow a tkiah, to ruin a tkiah, and that was the announcement for Shabbos that now it is Shabbos. So both Reb Nosson and that last part is. Is true according to Reb Nosson and according to Reb Nosson. They're just arguing what number three was, but whatever number three was, what the purpose of number three was, okay.
Very similar Mishnah at the end of Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about every day there were at least 27.
It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Sukkah. Sukkah, right. Yeah, so it mentions these six. Correct. But there doesn't tell you what they're for. It tells you there's six tkiyas.
I guess the Rabbi Kahati tells me what they're for.
Okay. Omar Rishim Gamliel. Shemliel raised the following point. The Manasseh Lehem LeBavliim, what are we going to do about the Bavliim that they do it differently? And he's not happy with it, apparently. Shetoykin Umarian. Veshoivsin Mitoch Marian. They would do a Tekiah and a Tzeruah, and they would be Shoivis while they're doing the Teruah would make it be Chal Shabbos. And where it says, Tuk and Maria and Havu Lukamisha, they only did five, and Chachamar Mesach and six. El Shetoykin, V'chazim V'toykin and Maria, and V'shevzim V'tach Maria. So, they don't do a Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, they do a Tekiah, then they wait a little bit, and then do a Tekiah and a Teruah, and the Teruah is the end. And where it says, or the Bryce ends off, saying minig of a same be a day. It says, even though I don't agree with it, but that's their minig, so that's not going to be the minig to that. Let's hold it here.